Would you ever call that other snuffling noise a whicker or a knicker?
Something on that order, but I really don't think we ever called it anything.
I've heard two words, both whicker and knicker. I've also heard whinner.
The horse knickered. That sounds familiar, the horse. The horse knickered.
And that's
that. That's that little.
did you do much riding horseback?
Didn't out in public. We had a big pasture at the back of our house where the pond was. And my sister and I would ride all around the pasture. But in those days, if you rode out, you had to have a side saddle. One of my older sisters rode horseback, they call it. But she had a side saddle and a long riding habit, you know, that went way down below her, really below her shoes, I think.
Would the side saddle have something to put your feet in?
Yeah, they'd have a stirrup. And then instead of like a man saddle, why it would be just a little seat, it'd be curved up just a little on one side, and you'd have both feet on the same. Of course, my younger sister and I in the pasture rode stride the horse.
Mm-hmm. And you would call the things you held on to?
The bridle.
The bridle. Huh? And if you were driving a buggy, what would that be called? What would those be called?
Well, it'd be the bridle is, it can be called the bridle, yes.
And a wagon as well, so that you pull to make them turn one way or the other. There are these words, bridle or reins or lines.
The bridle was what went over the horse's head, and the reins was what you held them by. That's, I have that straight now. The bridle is the harness that goes over the head, you see.
And if you'd hold reins, if you were driving a buggy?
Bridle and saddle. Let's see. Getting old, let's see, bridle and saddle. I've heard that word together so often. But I believe the bridle is what's over the head, and then the reins goes back. Or the lines, either one. Usually use lines for a wagon.
And the reins
for
horseback or a buggy.
Oh, you can use either one, but that's it too.
And would you say if you didn't stay on the horse in the pasture, how would you describe the incident to your mother? You couldn't stay on the horse. You were young. You might come crying to your mother and say, "I
fell off the horse."
Fell off the horse. While we're talking about that, I'd like to know more about transportation in general. Your father would say to go to church, "Well, I'll have to go to the barn and what to the horses to
hitch up the horses."
And would you
to the buggy or the surrey?